Hey, everybody. Welcome to Tellers of the Untold, the podcast. This week, I want to discuss the election, the 2020 election between Joseph Biden with his VP, Kamala Harris, and Donald Trump and Vice President Pence. So this election, as you know, has been very historical in many natures, but I only want to focus right now on this podcast about the historic nature of Kamala Harris. Our nation is obviously divided, and at one point I felt like all of, you know, I wanted to feel like majority of Black people, or thought more majority of the Black people, were voting for Biden and Kamala. And you know, this pronunciation of the name, we all have to make sure that we get it correct just for respect reasons. And the notion of Black people having weird names, we have to stop that. So let's all try to figure out how to pronounce it. So it's Kamala Harris. So the overwhelming majority of Black Americans voted for in the Democratic Party. However, there are many, a large percentage of Black individuals that voted for Donald Trump. Some of you guys may think that is unusual and bizarre, but I just spoke to one yesterday, and he stated his reasonings for voting for Donald Trump. And most of them were not about him being racist, not about anything related to Black people. It was more on the religious part of things, which I find that fascinating because I see President Biden more of a Christian than I do Donald Trump. However, his point of view was focused more on the LGBTQ community and his interpretation of the Bible with that. With that said, I'm not going to go into that because that's not what this podcast and our mission is all about. But I do want unity, and I'm praying for unity for our country, for those that we disagree, but we should love each other and try to figure out ways that we can get through it. But what I want to briefly discuss is two historical markers. And it's great that Black women are just really showing up. I love it. But we've heard of her, right? Shirley Chisholm. But how much do you guys really know about her? Shirley Chisholm, you know, obviously did not become president of the United States, but she was the first Black American to actually run for president in 1972. And then, and think about this, from 1972, when she first ran, until now, 2020, it took 48 years to get a woman into the office. And I know some of you guys are saying, well, she's not exactly in the office yet, but, you know, technically, which is, they said, projected, I should say, vice president. But she is vice president. Anyway, Shirley Chisholm, I'm just going to give you some facts about her and how it took 48 years for a woman to get in there. But we're thankful that President Obama made it into the White House as a Black male. But here's some interesting facts about her. But first, I love quotes. I love, 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 love quotes. So here's a quote that she, this is a quote of Shirley Chisholm. Okay, so let me go ahead and read you this quote from Shirley Chisholm. And again, this is the quote that her speech when she announced that she was seeking the Democratic presidential nomination in January of 1972. And I quote, I am not the candidate of Black America. Although I am Black and proud, I am not the candidate of the women's movement of this country. Although I am a woman and I am equally proud of that, I am the candidate of the American people, or the people of America. And my presence before you now symbolizes a new era in American political history. So that's a quote from Shirley Chisholm. Another thing about Shirley Chisholm is that she was brought up in Brooklyn, but she lived in Barbados. So in 1928, along with her two sisters, and they also attended a one-room schoolhouse on the island in the West Indies. So that's why she has that British accent of hers. Her mother was a domestic worker who was an immigrant to the U.S. from Barbados, and her father was a factory worker who was originally from another area as well. So Miss Chisholm was the first African American or first Black American woman elected to the Congress. And she would go on and serve 7 terms from that. Something that's probably not shocking, but she had tons and tons of attempts on her life. And something that was pretty interesting to note is that George Wallace, who was known, he was a governor of Alabama in 1972, and he was known for being racist and his segregated views. Well, George Wallace had an assassination attempt and that actually sent him to the hospital. And guess who went to visit him? Shirley Chisholm. And she just said that people were shocked by the notion that she would go visit a racist. But she pretty much said that she wanted peace, that she wanted to make sure that he was okay, that she never wishes ill will on anyone, which is great. So that's just a little bit about Shirley Chisholm, just a brief intro, few facts about her, just for those that are not familiar with her. But now we want to congratulate Kamala Harris for being history making. But last thing about Shirley Chisholm is there's a movie that's coming out, or has been coming out, played by Viola Davis. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to definitely make a point in seeing that very soon. It's called The Fighting Shirley Chisholm, and you can see that on Amazon. But back to the election, congratulations to Kamala Harris. And just a little bit of a soundbite, I interviewed my 8-year-old son and asked him what he thought about this historical election, and this is what he said. So I thought it would be interesting to find out what an 8-year-old thinks about the election. And so I have my son Miles here, and he is 8 years old. And I want to ask you, Miles, do you understand the election and what was going on with Biden and Trump?
So, yes.
So how important is voting?
Voting is really important right now. Biden said that he hopes every vote counts. And so far, that didn't happen. There is votes coming out after the election.
Okay. So, but how important is one's vote? Do you understand? Is it something that you...
Every vote matters.
Every vote matters, yeah. So do you know now, did you know in history, Black people were not able to vote a long time ago?
Just like women's.
Like women, mm-hmm. And so how significant is that to you now to know that Black people can vote and women can vote?
That's really special now. It changed a lot.
And how about the very first Black and Asian vice president?
So this is history. This is one of the only history I had going on during the year I was born. Since I was born, this is the biggest history that has happened.
Well, actually, you were born, you probably don't know this, but you were born
on the last year of Obama.
During Obama's administration.
So now that you're older, this is probably one of the first ones that you will remember.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think will happen in the future, knowing that there has been a black president and a black vice president?
So I think now having a black vice president and a better president than Trump used to be, and he still is, this is going to make the coronavirus go away quicker if you're listening during the time. And also, if it's going to be better if for the black history, because then there's another person on the list.
For history. Do you think it will help? Do you think one day that you or your friends or anyone else could, or your brother could one day be president if they wanted to be?
Yes.
Great. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.